it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Special attention to someone here tonight.
Olorun yo fi ye pataki si enikan nibi ni ale yi.
If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Want you to lift your hands to the Most High God.
Obe ko gbe owo re soke si oga ogojulo.
And magnify his holy name.
Ko si soruko mimo re di nla si.
Praise him like you have never done before.
Bo ti fi igba kan se be ri.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him that we are still alive today. Magnify his holy name. Praise him because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Praise him. Praise him from the bottom of your heart. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Give him all adoration. Praise him. He reigns forever. He is the Most High God. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Give him all adoration. Praise him today. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Worship him. Worship him like we've never done before. Father, I just want to bless your name. I want to give you all glory. I want to give you all honor. I want to give you all adoration. Because there's no one like you. You're good. You're kind. You're wonderful. You're powerful. You're mighty. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Give him all adoration. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good. For being so kind. For being so wonderful. We give you all glory. Give you all honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. I want you to talk to the Almighty God. Loud and clear. Say, Father, give me special attention tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I need your special attention tonight. Give me special attention tonight. Oh, I know we are many here. I need your special attention. By the time this night is over, I want to know that I have received a special attention from the Most High God. Pay me special attention tonight. Almighty God, pay me special attention. I'm in need of your special attention tonight. Father, pay me special attention. And I will give you all glory for it. Pay me special attention tonight. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. Lord. In In Jesus' mighty name, we are
praying.
Let's go before our Maker. Worship Him again. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen. We give you adoration. We give you praises. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen. We give you all the blessings. We give you all praise. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen. The glory, we give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Eternal Rock of Ages, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all adoration. Because you are wonderful. You are good. You are kind. You are mighty. You are glorious. You are holy. You are faithful. You are wonderful. You are just perfect. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for today. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Glory be to your holy name. Tonight, Father, pay us special attention. Do something new in our lives. Save souls, Lord. Heal, Lord. Set the captives free. And just let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. God is going to pay special attention to me tonight. God is going to pay special attention to me tonight. I will try very, very much to be brief. I will try to be brief for several reasons. Number one, because you want to prepare for tomorrow. Number two, because I'm confident that by the time I finish, you will want to pray. So you will want me to get out of the way so that you can pray. I've been asked to speak today on how to get the attention of heaven. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Bible says, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Jesus is going to stand still for somebody here tonight.
Amen.
And commanded him to be called. The King of Kings is going to send for someone here tonight. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Whatever garment of sorrow you have been wearing, you are going to get rid of it tonight in Jesus' name. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what would thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Whenever heaven is visiting the earth, it's not everybody who will get his attention. If we are to go by the scriptures, there will always be a multitude milling around, but it's always individuals who get the attention of heaven. Go through the scriptures. You will find again and again the Bible will say Jesus was passing by, multitude followed him, but only one fellow gets his attention. Take Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, for example. He said that Jesus was coming down from the mountain. A great multitude followed him. And behold, a leper came unto him, worshipped him and said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And he touched him. And his leprosy was cleansed. Now, a great multitude followed Jesus. And only one fellow got a miracle. Who is the one fellow that is going to get the attention of heaven here tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. And as you study the scriptures, you discover that occasionally it is heaven itself that decides who is that one fellow that is going to get the attention. For example, in John chapter 5, from verse 1 to 9, John 5 verse 1 to 9. The Bible tells us about a pool at Bethesda. And around this pool were a great multitude of people. Those who are lame, those who are withered, all kinds of sick people, many of them around the pool. And Jesus came and went to only one man, somebody who had been sick for 38 years. He healed him and left the place. There were a multitude there. But he chose one. And went straight to him. And said, "You are the only one who received my attention today." And then he left. If Jesus were to walk through this crowd tonight, who is the one fellow that he will stand beside him or her and say, "You are the one who will get my attention tonight"? If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah. However, when you study the Bible, you will discover that some people have a way of forcing it on God to be the one that must be recognized. Oh, God, we know you are sovereign. You do whatever you please in the course of heaven. However, maybe because you said in your word that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent have taken it by force, Adeboye has decided tonight, whatever is going to cost, you will pay attention to me. There are people like that in the Bible. And that is the reason why I want to talk to you briefly on how to get the attention of heaven. Number one.
Akoko.
Yes, of course, if you have a lifestyle that resembles that of heaven. If you are living holy, God will look down from heaven and say, "Oh, in this world of rotting people, there is at least one fellow who is living holy." In Job chapter 1 verse 8, God himself was bragging to Satan. "Have you observed Job, my servant? A righteous man who fears God and eschews evil." In other words, God is watching. He's looking at those who are doing his will. Those who fear him. Those who do his will. Those who run away from sin. God is taking note. So that if at any time he's passing by, he knows who and who to stand by his or her side and say, "You deserve special attention." Another way by which you can get his attention is by faith. I'm sure all of us will say, "Oh, of course, we have faith, that's why we are here." But that's not the kind of faith we are talking about. We are talking about raw, naked, violent faith.
I'll
give you one or two examples. Take Mark chapter 2. Verse 1 to 12. Mark 2 verse 1 to 12. The Bible said Jesus was in the house. The crowd heard that he was there. They gathered around. And there were these four young men whose friend had been sick for a long time. And they decided, we will take our friend to Jesus and he will be healed. When they got there, there was no room to enter. The doors were jammed. The windows were occupied. But they climbed to the roof and broke it loose and lowered Jesus, lowered their friend down into the presence of Jesus. The Bible said Jesus saw their faith. The faith we are talking about is not the kind of faith that is hidden. It's the kind of faith that can be seen. The kind of faith that you will demonstrate that God will say, this fellow has serious faith. I got a letter from someone who said, sir, I don't need you to come and lay hands on me. No, I don't need to come into your presence. If you read this letter, I know I will get my miracle. Just read it, that's all. And I was dancing in my car when I was reading the letter. Because I know this fellow will get a miracle. Some weeks later, I got another letter from the same fellow saying, I know you read my letter because I got my miracle. Naked faith. I've also told you the story before of a woman. Doctors have told her, go home and die. And one day she just said, wait a minute, there is something I can do. She told her daughters, take me to church. And they told her, it's not a day of service. No pastor will be there. She said, did I tell you I want to see the pastor? Take me to the church. So the children felt, okay, maybe she wanted to die on holy land. When they brought her to the church, she said, help me. Just help me. So carry me out of the car. Support me. Let me get into the house of God. Because I know if I can just touch one of the pillars, I know I will be healed. They carried her in. She touched the pillar. And instantly, she was healed. Because her faith got the attention of God. It's another man. Was a bank manager. But then something happened and he went crazy. And he was breaking houses and they had to call the police. And it was so violent that the police had to put shackles on his leg, handcuffs on his hand. And as they were taking him to Arrow, something within him allowed him to speak out. He Please don't take me to the hospital. That's not where I will get my cure. Take me to redemption camp. So they brought him. And the police said, this man said, if he's brought here, you pray for him. And then I said, fine. I said, lose him. And he said, no. It's very violent. Pray for him here. And then we will take him away. I said, no. Lose him. He said, even in his madness, if only my legs can touch redemption camp, I know I will be made whole. Lose him. The policeman said, you'll be held responsible. I said, I agree. They lose him. As he climbed down from the car, as his leg touched the ground, he was made whole. There is somebody out there tonight whose faith is saying, because I'm already on this ground, I will get my breakthrough. Who is that fellow there? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Oh, thank you, my Father. Glory be to God. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, those who are lying wait for you will fall asleep.
Amen.
By holiness, by naked faith. Not the kind of faith that will say, unless I see the Jew, I won't be healed. Not the kind of faith that say, unless a dozen pastors pray for me, I won't be healed.
It's
the kind of faith that will say, if I can only touch the ground here, I know I will get my breakthrough. Another way you can get the attention of heaven is by giving. Now thank God they've already taken the offering. So you won't think that I'm about to take another offering. No, I want to teach you, because this Congress must be one that you will remember for the rest of your life.
Amen.
There was a king. He was wealthy. He was king. But he was young. And he wasn't very clever. How do I get the attention of God so that I can get what money cannot buy from him? And he decided to do something nobody had done before. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. 2 Chronicles 1, verse 6 to 12. He offered 1,000 burnt offerings to God. The priests were looking at him. When he offered the first lamb, 700, and they were beginning to wonder. We know this boy is not very clever, but has he gone mad? He went on until 1,000. And the Almighty God looked down from heaven and said, this boy has done something nobody had done before. I will pay him a visit. In the name that is above every other name, there is somebody here tonight. Before the sun rises tomorrow, God will visit you. So God visited him. A young man. What is it that you want? You've got my attention now. What do you want? The boy said, all I want is wisdom. God said, is that all? He said, that's all I want. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. I lack that. And God said, I will give you that. And give you something you didn't even ask for. In that name that's above every other name. By the time you leave this Congress, everything you want from God, He will give to you. What you did not ask for, you are to eat in Jesus' name. And then, of course, I'm sure you know the story in Mark chapter 12. From verse 42 to 44. It's the story of the widow that gave everything she had. Jesus took note and commended on it. Now, from now, I mean, occasionally I hear people say, this is my widow's mite. Is you don't, when you talk about widow's mite, this widow gave 100%. She gave everything and got the attention of heaven. Take Abraham in Genesis 22. Verse 15 to 18. Genesis 22, verse 15 to 18. God said, by myself have I sworn, because you have released to me your only son, Isaac, whom you love. He said, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply you. You know God. All he has to do for something to happen is speak. Let there be light, and there was light. But Abraham got the attention of God in a very special way. That God said, I swear. I don't know who I am talking to. But before this night is over, because of something that God is going to show you what to do and you will do it, God will swear to you and say, by myself have I sworn, beginning from now on, you will be far ahead of all your competitors. Giving. It's one way you attract God's attention. I've told you this story before. Several years ago, when Naira was still Naira, that we still had the 50 kobo Naira note, I went to visit one of our parishes. And when I finished, I was waiting for my driver to bring the car. There was this young man that was coming towards me. And he was prostrating and getting up, prostrating and getting up. And when he got very close to me, he put something in my pocket and began to run away. So, because of the way he was behaving, I quickly checked what he put in my pocket. And it was a 50 kobo note. So I called him back. He said, sir, I heard that you are coming. And I want to give you something. Because I know you are the representative of the Most High. How do I give 50 kobo to the general overseer? But that's all I have. And I took the 50 copper in my hand. And I told him, I will spend this money myself. I will use it to buy something I can eat. So that from the bottom of my heart, I will be able to bless you. And he left rejoicing. But a year or two later, I was back in the same town. And the same boy came to me smiling. He said, do you know that now I own a school? I said, how? He said, after you blessed me, I was doing lessons, teaching students privately. But all my students were coming first in their classes. And the news spread. You want your child to succeed? Send him to so and so. He said, now I'm employing teachers. There's somebody here today. In that name that's above every other name, the tide will turn for you. By holiness, by naked faith, by giving, and by praise and worship. The Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, John 4, 23 to 24, Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God himself will seek out worshippers. I've said it before. When prayers fail, try praise. If you praise him, he will come and pay you a visit. I won't waste more time on that because we learned from that yesterday. If the enemy put you in jail, praise will bring God down. And when God comes down, the prison doors will be forced open. I can give you stories on that. But let me just continue. Let me go to the one where I'm going to spend some 10 minutes. How do I get heaven's attention? By prayer. If that is it, I've been praying. Well, what kind of prayer are we talking about? In Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here. He said, everything was going well until there was a storm. Lord asked me to tell you, I will restore everything to how they were before the storm. Let me say amen to this one. Amen. Before I tell you, I want to receive it to myself. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, even among winners, they will call you a winner. Now, if you are that one, let me hear you shout hallelujah. So how do I get the attention of heaven? By holiness, by faith, by giving, by praise and worship, and by prayer.
In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, the Almighty God said, call on me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't even know is there. Call on me. Pray, and I will answer. I will show you even secret things. But what kind of prayer are we talking about? James chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. James 5, verse 16 to 18. Talks about a particular kind of prayer. He calls it effectual, fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. Hot prayer. Rigorous prayer. The kind of prayer that Elijah prayed and he sealed the heavens. The kind of prayer that he prayed and he opened the heavens again. And I want to spend some 10 minutes on this one and then we'll let you pray. Take the example of Hannah. For Samuel, chapter 1, from verse 1 to 18. For Samuel, chapter 1, verse 1 to 18. See, Anna had been going to Shiloh year after year. And she had remembered him. And she had prayed. Every year she went, she prayed. God, you see that I'm barren. Give me children. Like everybody else. But this particular year, she prayed like she had never prayed before. She prayed so vigorously. Not only her lips were moving. Now, some people say that that means she was praying silently. I don't think so. And I will give you an illustration. Some years ago, I went to visit one of my daughters and who had just had a baby boy. And it was the day of circumcision. And there's this midwife who had come to do the work. And you know, in those days, when you want to circumcise, there's nothing like an aesthetics. So the mother said, thank God you are here. Please come and be praying while they are doing the circumcision. So the midwife pulled the flesh, the foreflesh of the boy's penis. And put it on a clamp. And the boy began to cry. And the mother put the breast in his mouth to stop him. And the midwife took a blade and began to cut the flesh. No anesthetics. The boy threw away the breast and began to cry, began to shout. Tremendous pain. And when the midwife finished, she took iodine and poured it on the thing. The pain had reached a level. The boy was still crying, but no sound was coming. Only the lips were moving. Only the mouth, the lips were moving. No sound anymore. That was how Hannah prayed. Let me give you another example. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28. You remember the woman whose daughter was grievously vexed of the devil? Came to Jesus Christ. She came to pray. Lord, have mercy on me. The Lord ignored her. She kept on crying. She kept on crying. So much that the disciples said, your noise is disturbing us. Lord, send her away. She kept on crying. Her prayer was not a minor prayer. God called her a dog. She said, I don't care. This dog is not going home without a miracle. Because there is nowhere else to go. There are some of us who have reached our last bus stop. Doctors have failed. Prophets have failed. Evangelists have failed. General overseers have failed. But there is a God who can never fail. And we are going to hold on to him. I'm not letting you go until you solve my problem. By the time the day was over, Jesus Christ said, woman, great is thy faith. And she got what she wanted. Let me give you another example. The Shunammite woman. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18 to 37. 2 Kings 4, verse 18 to 37. She was minding her own business. She had prayed for a child. None came. She settled down. So you can't have it all. I am rich. I'm well known. Thank you, Lord. And in any case, she was old. And then this man of God came into her house and said, because you have been taking care of me, what do you need? Woman, I don't need anything. Leave me alone. Man of God said, within a year, you have a baby boy. She said, don't lie to me. If you enjoy my food, say thank you and then go. And then the baby came. And the boy began to grow. With all the care that the mother can give. And he became a big boy. And the joy of the woman was full. Then one day, Satan came and took away the child. Oh, and the woman said, Death, you are joking. This is one victim you are going to vomit. You know the rest of the story. He told the servant, take me to the one who brought this boy in. Got there, grabbed the feet of Elisha, and said, Elisha, did I ask for a child? I sat down quietly, minding my business. But then you gave me your prophecy.
The baby came. Now I know the joy of having a son. And now the child is gone.
So I won't let you go. There is somebody here tonight. I know you have prayed before. You've asked for something before. But you are going to hold on to God tonight. You're going to tell him, I won't let you go. It's not going to be another congress for me. No. Lord, before the sun rises, it's either you do it or we keep you here on earth. And she got what she wanted. We pray some shallow prayers when situations are not critical. When situations are truly critical, then you pray the prayer I'm talking about. Some of you have had me share the testimony. We were getting ready for our convention. We asked you to send volunteers to help us clean the camp. You did. And I was going around as usual inspecting. By the time it was night, I was very, very tired. And when I got home, I called my family together. Come quickly, let's pray, I want to sleep. As soon as we got, I said, kneel down, let's pray. My wife said, no, we haven't washed you. I said, everybody kneel down, let's pray. I'm tired. Father, thank you for today. See you tomorrow. And because I was so tired, I hit my bed without taking off my clothes. 15 minutes later, my wife came to wake me up. I was already fast asleep. I said, what's wrong with you, woman? What? Don't you know when a man is tired? So you are tired. He said, one of the volunteers is dead. And he's the one from your village. I woke up immediately. I ran to the dormitory where the volunteers were. I sent for the prayer warriors. And they came. And we are praying all manners of prayers, binding, loosing, commanding. After 1 hour, God spoke and said, son, I thought you said you were tired. I said, tired. God is going to speak to somebody here tonight. As soon as he began to talk to me, I knew that I've gotten the victory. He said, send away the prayer warriors. You are the one I want to talk to. And the one who said you are tired. And I want to talk to you. While we were talking, the woman who was dead became fully asleep. That thing which you have been asking God for, you are getting it tonight. I need to hear your amen to that. What kind of prayer are we talking about? Let's take the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke 22,
verse 39 to 44. Ah, thank you, Daddy.
The
Lord said there is someone here tonight. He said, those who are pursuing you will hear the sound of war. The Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Luke 22, verse 39 to 44. And he was praying. The Bible said, he prayed so violently that the sweat coming from his body was mixed with blood. My brothers and sisters, when was the last time you prayed and sweated? When was the last time you prayed sufficiently for you to sweat? Let us pray. Father Almighty, we just want to thank you. Glory be to your holy name. And then you are wondering, what's wrong? Is the air conditioner on? Who switched off the fan? Oh Lord, thank you. Glory be to your holy name. Now don't forget that I have this problem that I want you to solve. Who are you dealing with? Who gave you the impression that the Almighty God is your houseboy? Who told you that you can just say, God, come here, come and do this for me? You are talking to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, the one who can do and undo. And then you want to handle him carelessly. People have said, he said in his word, if you speak to the mountain will move. Well, yes, it will move depending on how you do the speaking. Ask any pregnant woman. How do they pray in the labor room? When the baby is about to come. If they pray, oh Lord, you know, I love you. Let the baby come now. Is that how they pray there? When the pain is intense, when a man is about to be brought into the world, when the breakthrough is about to happen, go there and see how the pregnant women pray. And see how when the midwife tried to cover them with cloth, they threw the cloth away. See how they deal with their husband when the husband comes in at that moment and says, hello, Dali, who is your Dali? Get out of here. How many of you want to pray tonight? How many of you want to get the attention of heaven? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Before we pray, the word of God made it clear. In Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, He said the hand of the Lord is not shutting, that he cannot save. Neither is there heavy, that he cannot hear. Is he the Almighty? Is he hears prayers? Is he answers prayers? It's a but. Your iniquities, your sins, have separated between you and God. That he can hear. How will he answer when he can't hear? You know, one of the reasons why many of us don't pray anymore is because of sin. Because as you are opening your mouth to pray, your conscience will say, which God are you asking to help you? The God you are disobeying. I mean, you just finished committing adultery and you want God to do something. That's why before we pray tonight, I'm going to make an altar call. The altar call tonight first is for those who have not even surrendered their life to Jesus. You cannot continue in sin and expect grace to abound. The Bible says, God forbid. So if you have not given your life to Jesus, you come and do so tonight. And then there are those of you who were once a Christian, but you have gone back. You're just putting up a face. You see sing like others sing. You see shout like others shout. But you have gone back. That's why God is not answering your prayers anymore. You too, if you come back, and come and ask him to restore you. So those two people, those who have never been born again, and backsliders, pull your ears and begin to run forward. Because I have very little time for you tonight. By the time you hear me say five, if you are not already here, oh, then it's already too late. And I know some of you are far away. Run now. Pull your ears. Because sin will hinder your prayers. And yet, tonight is a night of prayers. A night that God is going to answer prayers. Provided there is no sin blocking the way between you and him. So if you want your prayers answered tonight, come quickly. One. Two. I'm not begging you to come. If you don't want to come, stay where you are. It's up to you. But God wants to answer prayers tonight. He wants to pay attention to some prayer warriors tonight. And the only thing that can stand between you and the answer to your prayers tonight is your sin. So hurry up now. Three. And as you are coming, begin to pray. Ask God for forgiveness. If you have never given your life to him before, ask him to save your soul. If you're a backslider, say, Lord, I am coming back home. I'm coming back home. I have not gained anything from my way of sin. I return to you tonight. Have mercy on me, Lord. Save my soul. Four. Those of you who are coming, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I can see some of you far away. Just keep coming. Keep coming. The Lord wants to be merciful unto you tonight. And as you come, cry unto him. Save my soul, O Lord. Forgive me. Have mercy, O Lord. Forgive all my sins. And I promise you by your grace to live holy from now. Call on him now. Fall. Those of you who are still far away, keep coming. Don't stop. And the rest of all, will you please stretch your hands towards these people and pray for them. Ask God to be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Have mercy on these people. Forgive them. Save their souls. Cleanse them in your blood. Pray for them, brethren. Pray for them for just 2 minutes. Those of you who are still far away, keep moving. Keep moving. Keep coming. This is your day of salvation. Only sin can hinder God from answering your prayers. Come and ask him to be merciful and cleanse you from all your sins, so that the way will be clear for your prayers will be answered. Call on him. Now keep coming. I see those of you who are on the way. Keep coming. The rest of all, let's pray for these people. That the Almighty God will be merciful unto them. And save their souls. And cleanse them. And I see those of you who are far away to my left. Keep coming. Just keep coming. Don't stop. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Because I'm about to pray now. I want to pray for your salvation now. I want to pray for your restoration now. But as you are coming, open your mouth and talk to the Almighty God. Oh Lord, have mercy. Forgive my sins. Cleanse me in your blood. I promise you, Lord, I will serve you from now on. I will stay away from sin from now on. Have mercy, oh Lord. Have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy. Now keep coming. Those of you who are still on the way, keep coming. Get here before I finish praying. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, I want to thank you for your word. And I want to thank you for those who have responded to the word. Those who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. And backsliders who have decided to return home. On their behalf, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Every one of them, save their souls. Cleanse them in your blood. Wipe away all their sins. Write their names in the book of life. And from now on, when they call on you, Father, answer them in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Now those of you who are still coming, keep coming. Don't stop. I know you have come from a long distance. Now those of you who have come to surrender your life to Jesus, I rejoice with you, because God will begin to answer your prayers from now on. And I also will be praying for you every day by the special grace of God. So I need your names, your address, and your prayer request. The counselors will give you some cards to fill. Fill them and return to them. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you. Now the rest of us, are you ready to pray? I didn't hear you. Are you ready to pray? Now let me give you one advice. If you want to pray like ladies and gentlemen tonight, we have already finished the program for tonight. You can go. We don't want those who want to pray like ladies and gentlemen now.
I remember when I was a younger Christian at the headquarters. Anytime we want to have night vigil, it is elders and youth. We will begin at 12 midnight. The elders will pray till 2. And then they will close. And when they leave, then we youth, we remove our shirts. And then begin our own. We then pray till 5. We pray till we sweat. We pray and we enjoy talking to God. I only want prayer warriors now. And so I want you to shout an hallelujah that will sound like that of a warrior. You're going to pray like Bartimaeus tonight. You pray so much that the fellow next to you will say you are too noisy. You tell the fellow, Daddy said you can go. I know what I want from God. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. Loud and clear. I say, Father, have mercy on me tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Almighty God, I am not here to joke tonight. Have mercy on me. Oh Lord God Almighty, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. You know, I'm not here to joke tonight. Something must happen today. You have to do something about my case tonight. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. Let your mercy remove whatever can stand between me and the answer to my prayers today. Have mercy, oh Lord. Oh, Father, have mercy. King of glory, have mercy on me. Have mercy. I've suffered enough. I've been pretending that all is well, whereas there are problems. Have mercy, oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. King of glory, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I'm tired of suffering. I've been coming to Holy Ghost services. I've been coming to congresses. I've been coming to conventions. Lord, have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. Oh, please, Lord God Almighty, have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy, oh. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Everybody have been asking me, how is everything? I say, all is well. I know I have problems. Have mercy, oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Almighty God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Almighty God, have mercy. Have mercy on me. For how long am I going to suffer? Please, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me tonight, 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 tonight. Have mercy on me tonight.
Almighty God, have mercy on me tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now lift your voice to him and say, Father, every garment of suffering, remove it from me tonight. Tonight, 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 tonight. Open your mouth and talk to the Almighty God. Every garment of suffering, every garment of pain, every garment of shame, every garment of reproach, every garment of failure, every garment of sorrow, please, Lord, remove it from me tonight. Oh, Lord, remove it from me tonight. Every garment of sickness, every garment of defeat, every garment of reproach, every garment of failure, remove it from me, Lord. Almighty God, remove it from me tonight. Remove it from me tonight. Please, Lord, look down from heaven tonight. Pay attention to me, Daddy. Help me. Help me. Every garment of sorrow, every garment of reproach, every garment of shame, every garment of sickness, every garment of pain, every garment of agony. Ah, Lord, remove from me. Remove from me. Remove from me tonight. Remove from me tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now when we end the prayer here, it's simply because we just have to end the program. It is when we stop here that you are going to begin your own. Because I'm going to pray with you in a moment, I want you to talk to God for a minute or two about that breakthrough that you have been believing God for. Tell the Almighty God, I have been pregnant enough. I want the baby now. I want the breakthrough now. Lord God Almighty, please. It's time. It's time. Time. It's time, 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 Lord. It's time for me to have my own testimony. It's time for me to have my own breakthrough. Please, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy. You made heaven and earth. You are the God of all flesh. It's nothing too hard for you. It's nothing too hard for you. Nothing too hard for you. How long are we going to weep in secret? How long are we going to bear this pain? Some of us can't even talk to anyone about. And you are on your throne, Lord, watching us. Tonight, my daddy. Have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Lord God.
are people who know us, Lord. They know us with you. They call us by your name. They see us carrying Bibles, going to your house, witnessing to others, and yet we have pains that we are covering with clothes. Ah, Ancient of Days. Tonight, every garment of suffering, every garment of sickness, every garment of pain, every garment of failure, every garment of sorrow, every garment of poverty, remove them in Jesus' name. It's for your glory, Lord, for your glory. It's for your glory, Lord, for your glory, for your glory, for your glory. How can people say that the son of a physician is sick and cannot be healed? And you are the great physician. Daddy, tonight, every sickness, every disease, every ache, every pain, remove in Jesus' name. How can the children of the helper of the helpless have no help? Daddy, because of your name, because of your name, because of your name, look down tonight in Jesus' name. Send help to us tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Someone shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.